Log Talk Radio.
Thanks for everyone who's been writing and asking, you know, where am I right now? And I know we need our forecasts. I mean, we've tried to keep the tradition going. So right now we are playing some door opening music, if you will. And then we're going to go over exactly what's really going on. So, let's begin. Now, if anyone's been paying attention, there's been a lot of things going on. If you're feeling very overwhelmed and you're feeling very sad, just know that you are on the right side of things, and soon, the pendulum will swing a different way and things will be different again. But right now, we need to really pay attention to what's in the stars and do remember that a lot of things that are going on is because of the cosmos. Now, today is the summer solstice. But let's begin at the last quarter moon. And do remember that today, I'll update everyone. Now our official radio mascot and co-host, she seems to have gone missing. We do have a bear wandering around our area and a bobcat, so unfortunately, she's not with us anymore. We have not seen a sign of her, but on the same day, a woman with the same name as my mom called about a cat that is exactly the same kind of cat and she looks more like a Florida panther, but she looks very, very much like Nell, and she sounds like her too. It's so crazy. But her master died, and she's here with us now. She's taken taken a liking to my room. So soon, and her name is Shadow, by the way, and she does have a scar on her side. But she's with us now, so as we lost a family member, we have taken in someone who definitely needed our help. So I hope that she does stay with us. I hope everyone's finding themselves in safety. Please use masks, gloves, and social distance. On with it, shall we? Today's June 20th. Lots of things going on, right, and so forth. So realize, you guys, we've had two eclipses this month, a solar and a lunar. The sun enters Cancer today. Emotional focus, get to the heart of situations or feelings and focus on home environments. Create healthy boundaries. And as above, so below. It's going to be, and as you have probably noticed, a brutal June. Not two. The Moon, the Sun, and Venus. Six retrograde planets, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. Please take care, guys. On June 18th, we have five retrograde planets. Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury, Venus, and Pluto. One by one, they're turning retrograde, activating all kinds of karmic events. For the next days, please remain calm, avoid fights, drive safely, be very careful when you sign legal documents, and be extra careful until June 26. Now, we are responsible for what we do, our own actions, but do remember, things are happening. We are in the middle of an eclipse season. All action you take this week will play a huge role in how the path before you unfolds. Be conscious of your actions and decisions. Many will find themselves in a battle between their ego and their light. You know what to choose. Don't block the blessings in your life. And until July 12th, from June 17th, Mercury joins the retrograde cosmic dance of Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Right now, everything that happens, deep karmic connection, or will release a strong karmic impact. And remember, if you're feeling a certain way about what's going on and you don't like it, stand true to your ground. Saturn, the planet of wishes, retrograde until September 29th, and it's been since May 11th. Introspection, delays in growth, debts are messed up, and lots of obstacles. Lots and lots of obstacles. Now, let's get to our full moon lunar eclipse, 15 degrees of Sagittarius, when Sun in Gemini is opposite of the Moon in Sagittarius. The Moon, Sun, and the Moon's nodes align with Earth's which casts a shadow on Earth. Our Dharma point is in Gemini, and the full moon aligns with our karma in Sagittarius. This is a time to release old beliefs and truths that are not serving our higher purpose and create new ways of thinking. Sagittarius full moon, lunar eclipse, June 5th, examining beliefs, dealing with great change, frustration, being overwhelmed, wanting to move forward, not knowing the path ahead, wanting to turn back at times for safer ground, keep expanding, don't turn back to the old way. Shifts in relationships and deep global truth coming into the light. I think that has everything to do with the protests and riots right now. A major omen of power shifting, a sign of expecting miracles of synchronicity, alignment of dreams, and of destiny. during that lunar eclipse that we were not able to see, unfortunately, as North Americans, a witch will face his or her insecurity. You must not only be able to imagine that a change can occur and what will this change bring, but you must also have the willpower to proclaim. I'm ready, prepared for this change and I will make it happen. Now, let's move forward. If I don't have anything left, let's see, make sure we've got everything from backwards before we move on. Let's see. Did anyone notice that the last time Saturn was in Aquarius was during the Rodney King riots? Pluto was in Capricorn was during the American Revolution. Neptune was in Pisces when Rome fell. And right now we have all three. Crazy, crazy. All right, now... the last quarter moon was exact when Sun in Gemini formed a square with the Moon in Pisces. The last quarter moon phase points to a crisis of consciousness of sorts. After basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the moon at the time of last week's full moon, we disperse our knowledge and come to a point when we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't. In preparation for next week's new moon, when something new is born once again. Not the best time to start a major project, as the decreasing light of the moon symbolizes descent into unconsciousness. It's time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last new moon. We might consider our recent revelations in process, that what they mean to us. That phase of the moon occurred at 22 degrees and 42 minutes of Pisces, square the sun at 22 degrees and 42 minutes of Gemini, affecting people born with personal planets and points approximately 21 to 25 degrees of the immutable signs Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces most significantly. Now, on this week's Sunday, June 21st, the new moon solar eclipse in Cancer will occur. Friday afternoon, the full moon lunar eclipse occurs in the sign of Sag. Lunar eclipses are not about relationships, they are about relationships and polarities. With the Gemini-Sagittarius axes involved, this lunar eclipse presses us to look more closely at our needs, lacks, and wants in our lives concerning the balance between Gemini-ruled and Sagittarius-ruled areas of life. The Gemini-Sagittarius polarity is a mental axis. For Gemini represents the lower mind and Sag represents the higher mind. The Gemini sun encourages us to think logically, while the Sagittarius moon persuades us to intuit and to think in a broader manner. Sagittarius symbolizes the quest for meaning and ideas that expand upon the here and now. Gemini is quite comfortable in their immediate environment or neighborhood, while Sagittarius stimulates us to venture beyond it. Neglecting either end of the axis will surely backfire on us. Ideally, a balance should be found between the two energies, and this is what the lunar eclipse invites us to do. The eclipse is about communication, attitude, and our sense of adventure. Something has been building inside of us, and now is the time when the energy of the cosmos demands that we let it out. Later, we will discover what that means for us. For now, we can't sit on our feelings. We need to express them. A crisis of sorts, which can be a crisis of consciousness or sudden awareness of a lack or discontent in our lives, provides us with a global opportunity to explore our emotional needs with the context of our house polarity with where the eclipse occurs in our natal charts. Relationships may be challenged, broken, or strengthened dramatically at this time. Our discovery is emotionally charged and dramatic. Epiphanies are likely at this time as we become acutely aware of our lack. This understanding can propel us into positive action, although there can be some level of chaos initially, with lots of depression. This eclipse is the first in a series of eclipses that fall along the Gemini-Sagittarius axis. It can be viewed as the first cosmic push regarding to the themes it is stimulating. The final eclipse is in the set of Gemini-Sagittarius eclipses will happen December 2021. This eclipse occurs at the inferior conjunction between the Sun and Venus, emphasizing awareness of dissatisfaction or discontent. The Sun and Moon are tightly square. Mars also is square Neptune. Mars and Neptune are heading toward alignment. Our feelings count, and we'll see and feel the power now, paving the road for new directions. However, this can be an impulsive and misguided time for acting. Our disillusionments can certainly motivate us to make improvements, but it is better to observe, take in, and process before jumping into action. This is a time to work on cleaning up past patterns that have been holding us back from the personal fulfillment, particularly those that are communication-centered or that revolve around our attitudes, expressions, gestures, studies, and mobility. There will be more work to come in these areas, but for now, we are experiencing a greater awareness of problems and especially lacks or flaws, and they're significant. Our feelings about a lingering problem or matter can be very clear now. Very, very interesting. Now, I wanted to right now, we have 8 planets that are going to be retrograding throughout the year, plus the solar and lunar eclipse. It's intriguing. So, June 17th to July 12th, where are we going? Mercury spends the entire time in watery emotional Cancer. This retrograde miscommunications and misunderstandings occurs as emotions run high. You might get the wrong end of the stick and misinterpret a situation. This is common during Mercury retrograde in Cancer, so do be a little careful or arguments can blow up. During our Venus retrograde, it's going to be from May 13th to Gemini, or from June 25th in Gemini. There's a shadow period commencing April 9th, which finishes July 29th. Venus has an affinity with the feminine yin energy, and when she's retrograde, emotional issues, especially in relationships, can spew up like a volcano for some. Many people are affected to some extent, but if you have Libra or Taurus in your chart, you will be strongly affected. God damn it. We have Mars in retrograde. Mars is a planet of motivation, energy, activity, and ambition, aggression, and war. He changes sign every 6 weeks or so and goes retrograde every 26 months. In 2020, Mars is going retrograde in Aries from September 9th to November 14th. Allow a few days to start the effect. Mars is also the ruler of Aries, traditionally Scorpio, and is considered a male or yang energy. Mars RX will affect Aryans, well, retrograde, that's what the RX means. Mars retrograde will affect Aryans and Scorpios most strongly. We have a little bit of time for that. Now, this one started in May. In a Capricornian sky, Jupiter will be retrograding the earthy sign of Capricorn, making things real and physical. People reap what they have sown this year. This retrograde will often result in delays as far as expansion and growth are concerned, especially in work and finances. It's time this year to do a budget and to be careful of how you spend your money. Normally benevolent planets, when retrograding, the expansion and growth go into reverse gear in some areas of life. But again, if you have a habit that has gotten out of control, this retrograde might give you the chance to finally take control and overcome addictions, negative habits and behaviors that no longer serve your highest good. Also, on the positive side, there's a chance that some may lose weight. However, a general feeling of contraction or restriction can also be experienced, and the pursuit of ambition and opportunity could be hindered. Another positive, however, is the possibility of elimination of hindrances that once stood in the way of success. As you see, Jupiter retrograde is a bit of a mixed bag of influences, some positive and others less so. All planetary retrogrades give us an opportunity to review, reflect, reassess in different areas of our lives. Our Saturn retrograde, which is starting in Aquarius and ends in Capricorn. And this began in May. No rooms for shortcuts. Saturn likes you to be structured, responsible, and organized. If you're not well, he can sometimes be stern and authoritarian. There's no room during this time for taking shortcuts and doing shoddy work. Early in the retrograde, he's in Aquarius, bringing attention to our hopes and dreams by looking at the bigger picture. Saturn moves back to Capricorn July 1st, ending his retrograde in Capricorn. During this time, career or work can slow down. Elderly people, employment, and those economically disadvantaged at the natural resources, including agriculture, are linked to Saturn. These areas could be very much affected now. Be patient but determined. During this time, it's best to be cautious and not on the straight and narrow. Saturn can bring you restriction and delay, obstacles and challenges. If people have done the wrong thing, they're likely to get caught now, especially irresponsible fathers. During the retrograde, your plans may seem to be going backwards or get stuck in some way. Be patient but determined. You can move forward again soon, just don't push it during this time. Your Saturn relates to karma and time. You may experience much weirdness around both of these. Time may slow down, so be careful with appointments and anything that this is time sensitive. The past may come back for you to do the right thing or make amends for previous misjudgments. If you've been meticulous in the past, being careful, responsible, and diligent, karma may smile now, offering you a substantial karmic gift. Right now, it can manifest sadness, tiredness, feeling unmotivated and stuck. It's time for continuance, not giving up, and keep preserving or persevering. All good things come to those who wait and do the right thing, and your sun will shine again in the future. The most affected, those dealing with governments, large corporations, legal authorities, banks, authority figures, generally, and fatherhood figures. Most affected signs will be your Capricorn and Aquarius. So, on
Uranus retrograde. Retrograding the stable earthy sign of Taurus, giving both excitement and turbulence. On an inner level, there is a great deal of psychological and spiritual transformation. You may get some creative flashes of brilliance going off like fireworks on a cracker right in front of your head. Personal push towards freedom. You may also feel a personal push towards freedom, chafing at restrictions such as those imposed by governments, relationships, work, family, or local environment. You could find yourself thinking about ending a relationship or a job, wanting to relocate. You may be drawn to others who live in the fringe of society in some way, or you might just be feeling very restless with your life. Anxiety or sudden changes in behavior or emotional state are also possible. Uranus retrograde may also bring up issues from past lives and other universal realities. You may feel different to others or weird into some other dimension, which may cause erratic mood swings or personality changes. Just be yourself and try to stay calm and practice being grounded in physical reality rather than letting your mind go off too much into the other dimensions. A mixed bag of influences again. Be patient. It's probably not the best time to act right now, but it's a good time to plan your future. You could be feeling disruptive and rebellious instead of jumping out into the fat and into the next frying pan. Take a deep breath and calm down before making major decisions. If you're meant to move on or instigate some form of change, your anger, seething rebellion can sit within in the bottom of a fiery cauldron to fuel your actions at a later time. Uranus retrograde is mixed, both positive and some less so. Having said all this, if you're normally rebellious, you may come down a little. The key word for Uranus is unpredictability. All planetary retrogrades give us an opportunity, again, to review, reflect, and reassess different areas of our lives. If you're an inventor, you're definitely going to feel this retrograde. Those in science, electricity, earth sciences, and technology industries, including people who use or invest heavily in these technologies, rebellious tendencies, spiritual people are those with spiritual tendencies, societies where there is great inequality and are ripe for revolution, such as USA, UK, Mexico, Russia, Turkey, South Africa, China, Chile, Costa Rica, Brazil, and India. Countries with a history of extreme weather or earth changes. A Taurus and Aquarius will be affected by this. Very powerful indeed. Neptune retrograde. Pisces. Retrograding the changeable watery sign of Pisces, enhancing both spirituality and delusions. On an inner level, there is a great deal of psychological spiritual dimensions and come into contact with hidden spiritual gifts during this time. Be grounded in physical reality. The retrograde may also bring up issues from past lives. Universal dimensions. Stay present with everyday reality rather than using escapism tactics such as alcohol, drugs, or other addictions. You could be feeling rather foggy or experience feeling of boundaries dissolving between you and others. You might not be sure of where you begin and where you end, especially in relationships. Stick to your own knitting and allow others the same opportunity. Spiritual wounds may surface. You may have feelings from the past that will need to be understood and healed. Painful feelings about situations and past incarnations could come flooding back into your mind, now affecting your self-esteem and confidence. You may be feeling like a victim in some way. It's time to now deal with that. It's going to be okay. You need to put your feelings down to a journal and do personal ritual where you release the past and forgive yourself and others who hurt you. You may be lacking in energy and motivation, feeling sorry for yourself, or just plain flat as attack. Watch your health and look out for your general well-being. Take care, especially with viruses. Neptune is associated with viruses and ill health. Take plenty of long warm baths, have massages, and spend time in silent contemplation. Well, social distance right now is important, so be careful. It's a time for being rather than doing. grow spiritually, it's also a great time for spiritual self-development. Check out some self-help books, astrology, yoga, learn astrology. Your psychic abilities could become stronger during this time, especially the clairs such as clairvoyance, clairsight, clairaudience, clairhearing, and clairsistence, clairfeeling. Rely on your intuition, especially if it's hard to think clearly now. All planetary retrogrades. Again, give us the opportunity to review, reflect, and reassess. Spiritual people such as psychics, healers, and those interested in self-help and development, those working with chemicals, artists, and musicians, those involved heavily with water and aquatic animals, societies who rely on the ocean such as islands or fishing communities, and Pisces will all be extremely impacted by this Neptune retrograde. Now we have our Pluto retrograde. It's retrograding through the stable earthy sign of Capricorn. Honestly, I don't know any Capricorns that are fucking stable.
No, I do not. I can't honestly say that I know any Caps right now. They're stable in some way. So, essentially, it's supposed to be that way, but it's like, I don't know, man. It really kind of isn't that way. But how can a person be stable in a time like this, you know? We're not robots. I'm going to go ahead and get my burning on. I have a butterfly and rose offering today. Continuing on our Pluto retrograde, again, stable earthy sign of Capricorn. Pluto rules over the profound transformation, death, and rebirth. Think of numerology where the number 9 is at the end of a cycle. 0 is a place of limbo, and the number 1 restarts the new cycle. Pluto retrograde is often a time of major transformation in life. The phoenix rises from the ashes and we are born again. Karma and fate are key things now. Life, death, rebirth. This retrograde may also bring up issues around the fear of death or situations where the transition of death becomes more prevalent and real. We may experience different types of death, the death of a relationship, a career, our children, growing up, we could feel alone, isolated, and may contemplate what our own final moments will be. Death and transformation are no longer abstract concepts. They're real and touch us in some way. The number of deaths will increase dramatically during this time due to many governments mishandling the COVID-19 crisis. During Pluto retrograde, themes of control and abuse become more prevalent, along with the obsessive compulsive behavior of addiction. We grieve, we transition to other realms and realities. During this retrograde, spiritual wounds may surface. We may have wounds from our past that need to be understood and healed. They may be difficult to understand or talk about. So Sometimes these things are inexplicable and exist beyond words. We may come face to face with our own mortality. We may begin to get inklings of our past incarnations. Where strong beliefs and emotions are carried over in this lifetime. We can experience extremes in emotion, including fears we can't explain or express. Manipulation and victimization are also potential themes of Pluto retrograde. You may be feeling like a victim in some way, but Pluto retrograde will eventually steer you in the right direction to find wholeness. Go with your feelings. You may not understand with your mind, but if you trust in the magical process of life, you will be redeemed and reborn anew. Spend time on your spiritual development. This retrograde often carries us along a wave of the unknown. However, it is also a time for spiritual self-development. Check out some self-help books. Astrology, yoga, learn astrology. Your psychic abilities can become stronger during this time, and you may have deep spiritual experiences, including passing over to the other side or dealing with spirits. All planetary retrogrades give us the opportunity to again review, reflect, and reassess. We can do that now as we learn and accept the reality of Pluto retrograde, life, death, and rebirth. Spiritual people such as psychics, healers, and those interested in self-help and development, those working with chemicals, artists and musicians, those involved heavily with water and aquatic animals, societies who rely on ocean, such as islands or fishing communities, and Pisces will be affected by this. We have our solar and lunar eclipses. All eclipses represent change and transformation. And 2020 has 6 eclipses that occur roughly every 4.5 years. Solar eclipses represent male aspects, whilst lunar eclipses represent the feminine aspects. Eclipses force us to confront our own shadow nature or the dark side of our personal subconscious. They are also a sign from the universe that change will soon visit us on the earth plane, and it can be unpredictable and an unexpected change. Change doesn't always occur on the exact date of the eclipse. Sometimes it is weeks or many months before or after the eclipse that something truly transformative happens, which is usually a big or life-changing event. Solar eclipses are action, lunar eclipses are experiences. The power of but that doesn't mean that lunar eclipses are less potent. In fact, they may be more potent in short term. An eclipse can be connected to the original source of events. Sometimes it takes the power of another planet passing over the same spot for the effect to be fully realized or comprehended. With all eclipses, the solar is more about action, while the lunar is more about integration of experience. Full Wolf Moon Lunar Eclipse was on January 10th. It was in 19 degrees Cancer and 54 degrees. Water, emotionally, this was a tough time, especially for those in the USA who can see the full Wolf Moon, as the Moon is opposite Mercury, Saturn, Pluto, and Ceres. There's a lot of conflict around communications, legalities, government, structure, and femininity, as the asteroid Ceres represents Mother Earth. We can expect greater conflict around the environment, and perhaps the strikes. She strikes back with earthquakes and other natural disasters. Ceres also represents nurturance and motherhood, so issues may also fiercely arise here. The full strawberry honeymoon lunar eclipse was on June 5th, 2020. 15 degrees Saturn, 42. Fire, tendency for arguments as the moon is opposite Venus retrograde, which doesn't augur well for relationships, especially with your mother or other women. The moon also squaring with Mars, so conflict and rash actions may be on the cards. Try to stay calm and take a deep breath. This was visible only from the western Pacific Ocean and parts of Australasia, Asia, Antarctica, Europe, Africa, and South America. Partial solar eclipse, June 21st. It'll be 0 degrees Cancer 21. Water, the moon rules Cancer, so this is likely to be a very emotional time. Self-expression of feeling is likely to be important, and a reflection and contemplation may be the order of the day. Spirituality may become more important. Feelings of nostalgia and unexpected things from the past may come back for release and healing. Something significant but unexpected could happen. The annular solar eclipse is visible from parts of Africa, Europe, and Middle East, Asia, Indonesia, Micronesia, and the very top of North Australia. It's actually Australia. Did anybody read that? Full buck or thunder moon lunar eclipse will be July 5th. It'll be 13 degrees Capricorn, 30. Earth challenges to structure and organization are likely. There is change in the air, and especially to maintain the status quo. It could be uncomfortable initially, but as time goes by, the changes will start to bed and in, and feelings of security will emerge again. You've got this. Visible from Australia, New Zealand, Northern USA, Canada, Northeastern Africa, UK, Europe, and Asia. The full Beaver Moon lunar eclipse will be November 30th. 8 degrees Gemini, 45. Air changing things and thinking. Changing and thinking are likely because of the air position, the air sign. Initially, it could feel confusing and chaotic as new thoughts race through your brain. Not ready for this, old concepts need to go, but trying to sort fact from fiction could take a little bit of time. Deep down in your mind, there are some real golden nuggets to write everything down, because some of these ideas could pay handsome dividends. Visible from Eastern Europe, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, the Americas, Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic, and Antarctica. Full cold and long nights. New moon solar eclipse will be December 14th. 23 degrees Sagittarius 6. Being fire. Transformation is bound to happen with regard to freedom, expansion, and broadening your horizons generally. You may consider travel or big plans in some way of life will change for the better as you become wiser from personal direct experience. Physical changes pave the way for deep inner healing and release. This eclipse is visible only from the southern Pacific Ocean, Galapagos Islands, and parts of South America, Antarctica, and South Africa. That's pretty intense, you guys. Pretty intense. Happy with all of that information that I have found. Since no one has called in, assuming that I have made it online and we have not been stopped, but we'll find out when we end this episode, I'm probably just going to end it here since no one is calling in for tarot readings. Well, maybe next time. We'll start getting back to normal. Things have been pretty crazy. And I've really been broken up about now, but this new kitty, I think, will definitely help me heal those wounds, since we're probably not going to get closure of what happened to her. I hope everyone stay safe. If you protest, protest safely. Black Lives Matter. And we really do need some help, you guys. And I hope that Mother Earth does her thing and fixes everything that we've broken. But we as humans, we need to make a change. And that's the tea, you guys. Bye.